hemorrhoids can be a real pain in the butt, causing anal itching and burning and irritation. Get fast relief with all-natural, doctor-developed and tested Anacool. Buy Anacool, A-N-A-C-O-O-L, on Amazon right now and save 15% with code WABC2024.
Back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. Larry Kudlow here. We bring in my good friend Michael Goodwin, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist and New York Post columnist extraordinaire, Fox News contributor. Michael, it was a week ago you wrote a column, Governor Hochul, Mayor Adams, and the Fall of New York. I was on vacation, but I squirreled this thing away because I wanted you to talk about it. I'll just read quickly. To be blunt, New York City and state are going through such a long, painful decline that each new leg down sounds like a death rattle. Worse, they often make things worse, the migrant mess being Exhibit A, And then you say, but crime and taxes, not to mention rent, food, and utilities, are all still too damn high. And then you also mentioned the legalization of marijuana. Michael, I came to New York City from Princeton in 1973, and except for a couple of stints in Washington, I've lived here all those years since. So it kind of breaks my heart, but unfortunately, as you usually are, you're very accurate in this decline of New York column.
Well, good morning, Larry. Thank you. Look, I don't relish these descriptions of New York. I don't relish hearing them. I don't relish writing them. But it is hard and frankly impossible to escape the conclusion that the city is not only declining, but it's declining in ways and at a time that is distinctly different from the past. Mm. I mean, New York has always been a tough city to govern. It's always had its rough edges and difficulties, and it's always been something of a challenge to live here. But when you look at what's happened now with crime and public disorder, you have the school system essentially collapsing in the post-COVID era. I mean, you have roughly 40% of the students are chronically absent. Hmm. Chronically absent, meaning they miss a month of school each year, 40% of them. And, of course, now you have the migrant situation or the illegal asylum seekers, however you want to, whatever you want to call them. They are overwhelming the city right now. Mayor Eric Adams made a huge mistake. He helped to bring this on himself. I mean, ultimately, the responsibility is in the White House and Joe Biden's open border policy. What, six and a half million people coming into the United States? What New York is experiencing now is more than 110,000 of them are here. 60,000 of them are living at taxpayer expense completely, meaning room, board, everything, transportation, health care, all of it paid by New York City taxpayers, so some help from the state, very little help from Washington. And I think the reason Washington won't help is that if you admit, if you're Joe Biden and you admit that you are responsible for what happened in New York, then you're also responsible for what's happening in Boston, in Chicago, in Los Angeles, in Washington, D.C., in the border states. All of it is your, should be a federal responsibility. And if they looked at it that way, they certainly would close the border. So the whole open border policy falls apart when you start to demand help that these localities. And, of course, these are all Democrat. Democrat cities, Democrat states, Democrat White House. And the fact that they are fighting with each other over this, you know, the New York Times had a headline the other day, Republicans get the public, the open border fiasco they wanted or something like that, as though it's the Republicans' fault. This is the Democrats did this, the Democrats own this, and they don't have a solution. And just one more thing quickly, about New York and these other cities, there's no limit. There's no limit to the numbers who can and will come as long as the border is open.
Hemorrhoids can be a real pain in the butt, causing anal itching and burning and irritation. Get fast relief with all-natural, doctor-developed and tested Anacool. Buy Anacool, A-N-A-C-O-O-L, on Amazon right now and save 15% with code WABC2024.
With crime running rampant in New York, you need to keep yourself and your family safe. Obtaining your concealed carry firearm licenses can be difficult and time-consuming. That's where MyFirstPistol.com comes in. They'll help you secure your concealed carry license. If you're looking for a pistol, premise, rifle, or shotgun license, call 347-559-7052. 347-559-7052. You must have a valid firearm license issued by the NYPD to purchase, possess, or shoot a handgun or pistol in NYC.
You know, Eric Adams often seems to be at loggerheads with his party. He doesn't want to be as far left. He doesn't agree with a lot of the socialist policies and so forth. But Michael Goodwin, the one thing he won't say is what you just talked about, and that is blaming the open borders policy of the Biden administration. I mean, they want a lot of money. Adams wants a lot of money from Washington. I mean, he tosses around this $12 billion number, $12 billion in New York, but he will not blame open borders. And I guess as a secondary point, you know, he won't talk about the New York sanctuary city status. I mean, that's part of the problem, too, from day one.
Well, yes, he bragged and boasted about the sanctuary city status. So I have to say, Larry, in this environment, the sanctuary city means nothing because it's essentially sanctuary from ICE. That's what sanctuary was all about. And ICE has effectively been conscripted to go to the border and take names. I mean, there is no enforcement of immigration laws anymore. So the sanctuary status thing has a lot less meaning now than it did, you know, two, three, 4 years ago when there was border enforcement. But look, you're right. Adams sort of wants it both ways. He wants to be a Democrat. He said when he was first elected he would be the new face of the Democratic Party and that New York would show America how to run a city. That was his lofty ambition. Now he's in the deep weeds. And frankly, I don't think he's found his way out yet.
Right.
Because when he says that, as he said the other day, and he's actually said this before, this migrant thing will destroy New York. Think about that. When a mayor says that about his own city, that's a give up, right? That's a surrender to this change in circumstances that he helped to usher in. Now, if you really believe it's going to destroy New York, why would you hold back? Why wouldn't you go hammer and tong at the source of the problem, which is the White House?
Yes, sir. Michael Goodwin, New York Post, Fox News. It's a great column, folks. Governor Hochul, Mayor Adams, and the Fall of New York. It's about a week old. It's an evergreen. This column's going to last for quite some time. Thank you, Michael, for helping us on a Saturday. I really appreciate it. Folks, quick break, and the economy with John Carney of Breitbart News.
Hemorrhoids can be a real pain in the butt, causing anal itching and burning and irritation. Get fast relief with all-natural, doctor-developed and tested Anacool. Buy Anacool, A-N-A-C-O-O-L, on Amazon right now and save 15% with code WABC2024.